In 1927, the Supreme Court upheld Harry Laughlin's model law and ruled 8-1 that the Constitution permitted U.S. citizens to be forcibly sterilized. Congress never passed a federal sterilization law, but it's estimated that by the end of World War II, under state laws, at least 80,000 Americans had been forced to undergo hysterectomies, tubal ligation, vasectomies, and castration.
It was only in 1933, after the Nazis took over, that Germany had any eugenic laws at all. The first law they passed was for the heredity of future generations, and that was their sterilization law. And they modeled it on Laughlin's model law. In fact, they were so grateful to Laughlin for his leadership in this area that they gave him an honorary medical degree from Heidelberg in 1936 for research on purifying the germplasm of the human population.
Laughlin was an enthusiastic supporter of the Third Reich. The Eugenical News, which Laughlin edited, just fawned over Germany and its progressive policies. And in fact, there was a certain envy. Germany is getting too far ahead of us in applying the conclusions of science to the structure of society.